FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngabane says parties rejecting her department's budget are anti-transformation. She delivered the budget vote speech in the National Council of Provinces in Cape Town yesterday. It was rejected by the EFF, MK Party and the DA. It comes while the minister is being pressured to resign due to allegations of lying about an advisory panel responsible for appointing board members at CETA. Well, before opposing her budget, the DA laid criminal charges against her, saying the country needs an accountable and transparent minister. In rejecting the budget, the EFF said Ngabane had failed students across the country, while the MK party cited the lack of funding, especially for institutions in poorer communities. Ngabane said these parties are against the budget of South Africa.
They are not rejecting the budget of Nobuhle Ngabane. This is not the budget of Nobuhle Ngabane. It's the budget of the people of South Africa. You know, when you are against transformation, it irritates a lot when you see a young woman leading such a huge ministry in your presence. It's misogyny. I understand it. I know where it is coming from. And worse, when it is a black woman, it becomes irritational.
Meanwhile, Deputy President Paul Mashatile says the Government of National Unity will continue and support all national budgets. Speaking in the Free State, he said budgets serve the people and not individual ministers. Over the weekend, the DA said it wouldn't support the budgets of ANC ministers implicated in corruption. But Mashatile stressed that the ANC will vote for every budget to ensure service delivery and grow the economy.
If the DA doesn't vote for any budget, that's their problem. That budget is to help the people because we want this country to work. Our people want us to fix the roads. They want water. They want electricity. They want us to employ people. And that's what the budget is all about. So we are proceeding.
In Gauteng, the Randburg Magistrates Court has postponed the bail application of 12 SANDF members to tomorrow to allow for the verification of their addresses. They face serious charges, including murder, kidnapping, fraud and obstruction of justice. The soldiers are accused of abducting two Ethiopian nationals in 2022 and are also linked to the fatal shooting of a Hawks officer who was investigating the case. And abroad, the jury in the trial of rapper Sean Diddy Combs have reached a verdict on four of the five counts against him. These include charges relating to sex trafficking and prostitution, but no verdict has been reached on the most serious charge of racketeering. The 55-year-old denies all allegations against him. Jurors in New York will continue deliberations later today. And finally, Formula One says it has a plan should season-ending races in Qatar and Abu Dhabi be affected by conflict in the Middle East. Iran responded to U.S. participation in Israel's 12-day war last month by firing missiles at a U.S. airbase in Qatar. Qatar is due to host the penultimate round of the championship in November. F1's chief executive says they're in daily contact with promoters in the Middle East to monitor the situation. And back home, Durban's a high of 23 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.